I'm Andrea Hope, and this is To Mothers.
Episode 57, Happy Ayamiha. Hey everyone, this is Andrea Hope, a poet, a wife, a mother, a Baha'i, among many other things, and this is my podcast To Mother, where I share my recommendations and insights about parenting with purpose in the modern world. So I share some quotes from the Baha'i writings that inspire me, some practical tips and resources, and sometimes my poetry. Today, I'm really dedicating this episode to those late planners to give you some ideas that even though we're right at the beginning of Ayamiha, if you haven't planned out, you can still do some simple things to really get in the Ayamiha spirit. So if you don't have enough time to order things and things like that, this episode is definitely going to be helpful to you to think of little ways that you can celebrate the spirit of Ayamiha. So in the writings, there aren't that many quotes actually about Ayamiha. You can look up Ayamiha or the intercalary or intercalary days, I've heard it said. So you can look those up in the writings if you're looking for quotes, but I think I've only found maybe 2 to 3 quotes that talk about Ayamiha. One is from the Kitab-i Aqdas and then a note section explaining it further. And then I think in Prayers and Meditations, there's also a quote that refers to Ayamiha. So today I'm going to be reading the paragraph from the Aqdas, the Kitab-i Aqdas, about Ayamiha. And I also say I've had 2 other episodes about Ayamiha, so you can listen to my reposted episode that was about gifts, lots of gifts ideas. Again, many of them you would have to kind of pre-plan to order, but some of them you could still pick up. And then last year I also did some service ideas. So definitely listen to those episodes if you're looking for even more fun and even more information about what could be done and what people are doing around the world. So this is a paragraph from the Kitab-i Aqdas. O pen of the Most High, say, O people of the world, we have enjoined upon you fasting during a brief period and at its close have designated for you Nowruz as a feast. Let the days in excess of the months be placed before the month of fasting. We have ordained that these amid all nights and days shall be the manifestations of the letter Ha, and thus they have not been bounded by the limits of the year and its months. It behooveth the people of Baha throughout these days to provide good cheer for themselves, their kindred, and beyond them the poor and needy, and with joy and exultation to hail and glorify their Lord, to sing his praise and magnify his name. And when they end, these days of giving that precede their season of restraint, let them enter upon the fast. I have talked to some mommies who had kind of a difficulty explaining what Ayamiha really is. This is often the holy day that parents share at school. Of course, you're going to want to share about Ayamiha based on the age of the kids, but I did make a little video on YouTube. I'll post a link of giving a simple explanation of Ayamiha. One of the things that I say for young kids is basically how all the months of our year have different numbers. Well, for Baha'is, our months all have the same number, 19, and then those leftover days at the end of the year, just like how January would have an extra day, February would have less days. So our leftover days are all for Ayamiha at the end of our year. And we celebrate this time as a time outside of the year that we have hospitality and we have gift giving and we have joy and praise and singing. Of course, there's no strict traditions in the Baha'i faith, but it is designated as a time of joy and singing, gift giving, and hospitality. Now, my living the life tip for today is to do a treasure hunt. So recently I had to distinguish between a scavenger hunt and a treasure hunt because I kind of got them all mixed up as the same thing. And so I think I posted on my Etsy shop a scavenger hunt, which is actually a treasure hunt. So a scavenger hunt is usually when you're going looking for random things throughout the house or the city and you're just collecting them. And a treasure hunt is the one that it gives you clues to get to the next one until you get to the prize. So having an in-home treasure hunt is a great idea to do something for Ayamiha, especially because there's multiple days. It's something you could split up, or it's something that you could do all in one day for giving their gifts at the end. So I do have cards that you can purchase from my Etsy shop where it has different places in the house that you can hide stuff and little clues for each one, which is a lot of fun. So that's something that you can definitely do that isn't too much work. You could even make clues yourself if you like to, and it's something that you still have time to do. So that is my major way that you can still have a bit of fun and get little gifts and hide them around the house. And yeah, of course, you're probably going to want to hide them right before it starts or overnight while they're sleeping, because if your kids are like mine, they'll be all over the place and find them during the day. So yeah, you just hide it right before the game starts, or, you know, let them know, oh yeah, go sit in the room, we're gonna play a game, and give me 5 minutes or something like that. So that's available. The other things that I wanted to say, which are just simple things that you can do, are buy balloons, to buy flowers. These are always things that bring joy to the space and bring excitement. You could even write on the balloons, Happy Ayamiha, if you'd like to, or you could print something out and glue it. Once you blow up the balloon, you can blow up the balloon and then glue it on it once it's already blown up, so you have enough surface area. And then also for things like cupcakes, if you just go and buy some ready-made cupcakes, you can make your own little signs. So you could print out a label or something that says Happy Ayamiha, or you could write it, and then you could just glue the paper or tape the paper to a toothpick and stick it in the cupcakes. And that's another great way to take something that's very simple, pre-made cupcakes, and put a little toothpick sign in there, and then that makes it Ayamiha pre-made cupcakes. Or even choosing what to decorate for Ayamiha could be a group activity. I think sometimes as parents, as moms, we think we have to plan everything ourselves and, you know, present it to the kids. But as your kids get older, they definitely can help make decisions. They can go to the store with you and choose what colors, flowers they like, or go to a big thrift store or go to a big party store all together and just look around and see what kind of things you like and what kind of things you like to decorate with. You can also put a little box outside of your door that has a description of what Ayamiha is for anyone who might be dropping off packages or walking past. If you feel comfortable, you could put like a little goodie box outside your door. We have a sign wreath on our door that says Happy Ayamiha, and I plan on putting a little box with like free stickers or little treats or something that people could take when they stop by our place. So I hope that is helpful for anyone who feels a little bit stressed and who still wants to plan something nice. And I've already mentioned my resource, which is that you can go to my site and get those Ayamiha treasure hunt cards, not scavenger hunt, even though that's what I had put on the label. So if you're not familiar with treasure hunts, it's basically where you don't actually say what the next thing is, you give a clue so that they have to guess. And then, so they get a card, you give them the first one, they read it, and then they guess what the place is, and then they would go there and look for the second card. So beforehand, you have to go and choose all the places you want to hide stuff based on your clues, and make sure there's a card in each place that leads to the next place that you want them to go. And then the very last place is where you have the present. So I just want to give that summary because I don't want to assume everyone knows what a treasure hunt is. It's a lot of fun, and I thought of it especially because so many people are going to be celebrating from home this year again. So I wanted to have something that people could do at home that still brings some fun into the picture. So ending today, I'm going to be playing one of the Ayamiha songs that was released specifically for this period. And I think it's really great that we're developing more music and more resources that are specific to the Baha'i Holy Days. So I hope you enjoy this track. I'm going to just play part of it so you can go and download it or listen to it in full on your own. So this is Ayamiha by Colby Jeffers.
In your heart, cause we're spreading love near and far. So raise your hands and praise the Lord, and say Alawapa, cause it's Ayamiha, Ayamiha. Come on everybody up, it's time to move your body, yeah. Cause we're jolly and we party on Ayamiha, yeah, Ayamiha. Come on everybody up, it's time to move your body, yeah. Cause we're jolly and we party on Ayamiha, yeah.
To Mother is an individual initiative and provides only the personal reflections and insights of its creator, that's me. For more information about the Baha'i Faith, including access to the official writings and contacts for Baha'is in your community, please visit Baha'i.org.